And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show goes from, like, Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line, what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning, and then big old patches in North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. Oh, by the way, that's just the radio audience. And all of y'all out there who are live streaming the show every single day, we appreciate you going to places like YouTube and Rumble and X and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all of y'all that podcast too. So I say all that once, at least once or twice or three times a show, to just make sure that you understand that we know all the places where you guys are that listen or watch the show, and it means the world to us. Thank you for making this worthwhile. We appreciate you more than you can possibly know. All right, listen, every once in a while, I got to stop talking about what's happening everywhere else. And sometimes there's a hybrid. Things come together and they meld and they got an Alabama touch on them. But at the very least, what I'm trying to say is every once in a while when I'm researching the show, I am finding news that I think is important in our backyard that impacts us here at home. And oh, by the way, what that also means is you got to pay attention because it may wind up having more of an impact than what happens in D.C. or wherever. So that's when I like to gather up the stories and cook up a batch of home fries. Oh, yeah. Cook them up, man. Sizzling in the pan. All right. So here's a hybrid story for you. So U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, soon to be very likely, I say soon, it's going to be a year and a half, the governor of Alabama. So Coach Tuberville is right now declared his candidacy for the Republican nomination to be governor. There's some also rans that are trying to be in the race, but he has basically slammed everybody. He came out with name ID that goes way beyond most what candidates could have. He's already run statewide races for the U.S. Senate, and he raised $3 million in the first week. $3 million in the first week for his run for governor. That's a brand new record. Anyway, Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, soon to be Governor Tuberville, because I'm telling you right now, you might as well go ahead and just swear him in because it's going to happen. And I'm good with it. But 1819 News has a piece that was actually, you know, came from Senator Tuberville about the big, beautiful bill up in D.C. So here's a hybrid story for you. D.C. with an Alabama touch. At one point, Tuberville was a little bit reticent on aspects of the big, beautiful bill. This is the omnibus piece of legislation that has all kinds of stuff in it. It's basically the Trump agenda in one bill. He has now apparently found his comfort zone, and he is writing right now encouraging his colleagues to get on board. What we're hearing is it is coming together. There's still hope it could pass in July, but I think it's more likely at this point it'll pass in August, by August. But right now, Tuberville's saying, here are some of the reasons why he supports the bill in full. He said this is a reconciliation bill. Reconciliation, by the way, is a process by which they can get the bills to pass a couple of times a year with a simple majority of 51, which is basically all we have in the Senate. They need all 51 Republicans to be on board with this. It cuts taxes. It funds the border wall and our military. He said it supports farmers and it gets rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. These are his quick summaries. A couple of things he wants y'all to know. It makes Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Now, you may remember Trump had the tax cuts in 2017, his first administration. And I don't know why politicians do this, but they put a sunset on it, meaning, all right, we'll do it for a few years, but it's not going to be forever. That means at the end of this year, which, by the way, if Biden had gotten reelected or if Kamala Harris had gotten elected, those Trump tax cuts would have gone away. There is no way in the world the Democrats being in charge would have ever allowed those tax cuts to be made permanent. We now have the opportunity. As Tuberville says, if Democrats have their way, the tax cuts are going to expire at the end of this year. If we don't pass this bill, Alabamians could see tax increases by up to 20 to 30%. These are big tax cuts. And if they expire, it's going to have a hemorrhaging effect. So I'll just tell you right now, me talking now, I'll tell you that we got to see those things made permanent. It also puts some other new tax cuts into the act. One is a no tax on overtime. One is a no tax on tips. And one is Social Security relief, tax relief for seniors. All three of those have a chance to do what he calls common sense tax cuts to help people that are basically among the working class right now, doing all they can to make a living on hourly wages or Social Security fixed income. So that's good. I agree with that. I think that's true. Here's one that a lot of people aren't tracking. I don't think that I had ever really clued in on this. But it never occurred to me that these family-owned farms, you know, that have massive amounts of acreage. And by the way, family-owned farms are getting less and less. The corporate farms are more and more the thing. But family-owned farms are constantly getting crushed by what is often known as the death tax, or, you know, the estate tax. Basically, when the family-owned farm, which, you know, the sons and daughters are raised working the farm, and when mom and dad pass away, they inherit and they keep the business going. Some of them have been in the family for generations. But under the death tax, which, by the way, 95% of Alabama's farms are still family-owned, on the death tax, these farms are getting taxed into oblivion when they pass it down to the next generation, meaning that it's almost too burdensome for them to even pass down. And it's a horrible thing. But right now, this particular big, beautiful bill would take care of the death tax and make sure it doesn't crush family farms. I like that. And then one of the things it also does is it does, besides cutting taxes, it also cuts spending. I don't think it cuts spending enough. I think that's still part of the debate they're having up there in D.C. right now. There is still more to come on that. That's part of the reason why it hasn't passed yet. But a couple of things that they've got mixed in, though, that I do like is right now we are spending more than we're making. And truthfully, we've got to do some things. One of which is we got to cut Medicaid abuse. There's a lot of states out there, California being one, New York, Illinois, that are allowing illegals to take part in the Medicaid system. Medicaid is largely match funded by the federal government. This would say you can't have illegals taking part in the Medicaid system because it was never intended for them. They didn't pay into the system along the way. They came here illegally. Suddenly they're getting free care. And we can't always afford that. In perpetuity, we cannot afford that. Tuberville wanting y'all to know that would be fixed. All right, home fries. Let's talk about this. Oh my. Gulf Shores High School. Brand spanking new high school, JP. Gulf Shores High School. Well, right there on the Gulf of America. The Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force arrested over 30 people Tuesday afternoon at the Gulf Shores High School. The project is it's a 287,000 square foot school that's being the groundbreaking is due to happen next year. 30 illegal aliens arrested on the job. One company called Rayburn Construction has not responded to a media inquiry, according to 1819 News. 30 in one spot, working on one project. Now, it's not in this article, but another article I've got says that two of the guys ran to their vehicle, a truck, I guess, ran to their truck, drove through a fence, took police on a chase, jumped out and ran into the woods and did get away. But I'm thinking, that's pretty freaking desperate right there. That's like something out of a movie. I mean, what the heck? But that happened right here in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
The fact that we got 30 of them in Alabama like that,
it's not just out there. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Moore, congressman from South Alabama down the Wiregrass area, Enterprise. He's got a piece of legislation that I look at and go, huh. I don't know why we're being this selective, but here it is. So Barry Moore, who's a great guy, by the way, I love Barry. He's an extremely conservative member of the Freedom Caucus. I served with him in the House in the state legislature when he was in the House and I was in the Senate. But U.S. Representative Barry Moore, who, by the way, is largely expected to announce he's going to be running for the U.S. Senate pretty soon. He believes his latest piece of legislation will prevent liberal states like California from putting dangerous illegals charged with certain crimes back on America's streets. So what he's got is a bill, according to Yellowhammer News, called the Jeremy and Angel C. and the Sergeant Brandon Mendoza Protect Our Communities from DUIs Act. It's a long name, but what he did was he took the victims' names of DUIs by illegal aliens, and he's trying to codify it. It passed out of committee in February, but what the bill does is it says, you get a DUI, you're going to be deported if you're illegal. Like, we're not putting up with this. It doesn't matter. If you're here and you wind up having a DUI, He said the legislation received bipartisan support in the past. He now sees many Democrats opposing any type of immigration enforcement. So he says, it stunned me in committee how opposed to this they are. Anything they can do to give an illegal immigrant a pass, they'll do. And even the judges. He said often they'll negotiate that plea down to reckless driving. But we're going to put teeth in it. So judges and immigration courts have guidelines on what to do. And he said it's an honor to be in this country, and you just don't need to let that kind of thing go. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick... Oh, we got a little time. Let me do this for the break. I'll do this one. How about this? Story off of Alabama Daily News. There's been talk about what's happening with the ATF. People don't realize the ATF is being merged with the DEA. That's part of the DOGE effort. So Attorney General Pam Bondi emphasized that the ATF operations at Redstone Arsenal will not likely be touched in the proposal to merge with the DEA. What does that mean? Jobs. What it means is jobs. I think what it also means, though, is people are recognizing more and more the importance of what is right there at Redstone. Between the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, Missile Command, Future for Space Command, you got any number of operations going on right there, Material Command for the Army. Redstone Arsenal is probably one of the more robust facilities in the entire nation. And one of the concerns was, what's going to happen with the ATF's National Center for Explosives Training and Research? That's where EOD personnel get trained, where they work on means to counter IED threats and bomb sniffing and all of it. Anyway, the bottom line is, Attorney General Pam Bondi does not believe that Alabama is going to feel the pain of a downsizing in the force because that facility is far too important. That's good news. I like it. Home fries. All right, you guys, I got a little bit more. When we get back, I'll tell you what's going to happen with your groceries. Are groceries going to be cheaper? Maybe. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just bulletproof influence. That's where we are. So I'm in the middle of home fries. Cook me up some home fries there, JP. Home fries. Yeah. Smell them. Smell them cooking. All right. So we're cooking up home fries, local stories, things that happen in and around and amongst the listening area. So AL.com. Oh, Phil, did you go to AL.com? I did. I can go to these places so you don't have to. But AL.com, that never met a weed it didn't like. AL.com has two stories in my calloused former paratrooper hands. One of them says an Alabama hemp store is moving out of the state because of the new THC laws. We thought we'd be okay, but we weren't. So this story came out this week, written by William Thornton, who I know William Thornton. He's a good dude, but wow. Anyway, says when the Green Plug, that's the name of the store, the Green Plug opened on April 18th in southeast Decatur, the store owner was aware that there were bills for the Alabama legislature dealing with the products it offered. Yes, there were. The store sells hemp products, CBD oils, lotions, tinctures. Tinctures. There's a word. That word bothers me. What is a tincture?
I don't know what that is.
It's a drip of oil, but why do they have to call it a tincture?
I don't know. They probably wanted to exercise their vocabulary or
something. Did you actually walk into the store and say, I'd like some tincture, please?
Don't know. I've never even heard of it until now.
Look this up. T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. Tincture. And tell me what that means.
Tincture is a concentrated liquid extract typically made by soaking plant or animal material in a solvent like alcohol.
Yes. That's what I thought. It's like an oil. Like you get it with a dropper and you take a little tincture. I feel like having some tincture. Hey, bartender, another round of tincture for my buddy here. What do you do with this?
You'll probably get thrown out of the bar.
That's my word for the day now. I'm going to go home and tell Charlene, hey, honey, let's have some tincture for dinner. She'll throw me out. All right, so the store sells hemp products, CBD oils, tinctures, chocolate syrups, drinks, gummies, and other products such as the hemp flower. Well, I got news, y'all. They passed HB 455 in Alabama, which said, hey, all you folks that think you're getting around all of the THC laws because you use hemp, well, that's what happened. The Biden administration and the Democrats that were in charge, they passed a law regarding the use of hemp, and hemp could be allowed because hemp is not necessarily as THC-laden as its cousin cannabis, all right? So cannabis, marijuana as we know it, is the get you high product, except that there is THC in hemp. But these hemp manufacturers were making hemp products, and they were making them like really super concentrated. It'd be like trying to drink orange juice out of the orange juice concentrate without mixing it up first. And it was creating the same problem. And they were selling it in dime stores. They were selling it in dime stores. How old am I? Do you even know what a dime store is?
I assume it's a store that sells dimes.
No, dude.
Is it not?
Just turn your microphone back off. You're just making me mad now. No, anyway, but they were selling them in convenience stores and you know, in just all over the place, and including hemp stores. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen anymore in Alabama. How about this one, too? CBD shops in four Alabama cities were raided, according to AL.com. They're upset at AL.com because their favorite CBD specialty stores and vape shops are, well, they're violating longstanding marijuana laws. So, yeah, search warrants carried out in Troy, Enterprise, Clanton, and Wetumpka. And the rage resulted in a large amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia being seized. You don't think these are head shops, do you? No. They're just selling CBD products. That's all. This is what happens, man. This is what happens. Give them an inch, taking a mile. Here's a better news story over there. And I'll get some text messages here in a minute. You might want to know this. Your taxes on your groceries could drop. So a couple of years ago, and by the way, we're one of the only states in the nation that still taxes groceries. Go figure. Why is that? Well, because the Education Teachers Union got it written into the law years and years ago. And then anytime you touched it, it was like the third rail of politics. It was like trying to cut Medicaid. Well, we finally got it done a couple of years ago in 2023. Lawmakers took the first tax hike down from 4 to 3%, and after that, it goes on a sliding scale, depending upon how the education budget does. If it has growth up to 3.5% in the education budget, which it almost always has growth, then it drops down further. So right now, what we're looking at is we appear to be on track. Representative Danny Garrett, great guy from Trustful, told Alabama Daily News recently, he said, I think we're on that road, that road. He says, I think the goal is we actually get the tax down to zero. But right now, he says, we are looking at another cut, we think, in the state education trust fund's capabilities. So we're looking at another cut in the tax, maybe down to 2%. So in other words, your taxes on your groceries, milk and bread, baby, milk and bread coming in a little cheaper. That'd be all right. All right, let me get a few text messages. Danny from Madison checking in to say, shut down the ATF. Well, Danny's probably not going to happen. I understand why you say that, but it's probably not going to happen. Connor from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, this is Connor. I lived in Foley for a long time, familiar with Gulf Shores. There's some vermin in the woods that you don't want to run across. I want one particular variety of animals that I don't know what he's saying to me right now. Is he talking to me or is he voice texting and talking to his neighbor?
No, he was talking about the story. You said the guys who escaped in the woods. And,
oh,
yeah.
Come back, Phil. More caffeine, please. I get it now. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. And it says thanks for the show. Thank you, Connor. Appreciate you. John from Harvest says, I just want to say thanks. My Right Side Ruffian t-shirt just came. Awesome. He said, I have it on now. A little later today, I'll be pouring myself a nice bourbon in my bulletproof influence glass my wife gave me. Cheers. That is awesome, John. Thank you very much. Tell you what, shoot us a pic later on if you get a chance. We'd appreciate it. Mike from Coxey, Alabama says, so if the nut job actually wins the mayoral seat in New York, he can't have Bibi Netanyahu arrested because he also wants to defund the police. But he didn't think about that. Perfect. The cycle continues. All right, coming up next, it's the Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.